Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment, evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. We're going to interrupt our series on Jehovah's Witnesses for this special program, but first, hello? Hello? Is anyone there? I mean, I'd hate to do this radio show for nobody. Harold Camping did predict the end of the world would occur on October 21st. So in case he was right, can you please let me know if you're there? Well, no end of the world again for Harold Camping and his double doom predictions of doomsday. In case you've been living out of town, Harold Camping, the host of Open Forum and president of Family Radio in Oakland, California, predicted the return of Christ would occur on May 21st, 2011, and that exactly 5 months later, on October 21st, God would destroy the world. Mr. Camping has a perfect record so far. He's 3 for 3, that is, in failed predictions. He also predicted that Jesus was coming back in September of 1994. Well, the dates came and the dates went, and still no Jesus. Or is there Jesus? More on that in a second. Do you know what the greatest enemy of a false prophet is? Time. Whenever you hear a religious person say he knows when Jesus is coming or that Armageddon will be here on such and such a date, mark your calendar, sit back, and relax. Time will expose his false prophecies and lies because time never fails to reveal the truth. Well, think back to the spring. If you drove down the highway, do you remember the signs and the billboards along the road? What did they say? Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011, and then the slogan, "The Bible Guarantees It." Wow. Well, let's back up and see how did Harold Camping come to this conclusion that he did, and where in the world in the Bible does it guarantee Jesus' return on May 21st, 2011? Well, Harold Camping arrived at his dates this way. He set the year 4990 B.C. as the year of the flood of Noah, which nobody knows. Bible scholars say is unknowable. He went to Genesis 7:4, which says, "Yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights." Well, mix in 2 Peter 3:8, which says that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Convert the 7 days of Genesis 7:4 into 7,000 years because of 2 Peter. And if you add 7,000 years to 4990, the supposed date of Noah's flood, and subtract 1 year because there's no year zero when you go from B.C. to A.D., you arrive at the year 2011. Further, since Genesis 7:11 says the flood occurred in the second month, the 17th day of the month, using that same biblical calendar, this converts to May 21st, 2011. And 5 months later, which will be the length of time for Harold Camping's Great Tribulation period, the world would all come to a final end on October 21st, 2011. So May 21st, Jesus raptures all true believers, i.e. those who bought Camping's eschatology. And October 21st, Jesus destroys the wicked world and annihilates all those who didn't fly away on May 21st. Let me give you a bit of advice. Don't interpret the Bible this way, please. That's a perfect example of how not to study the Bible. That's called eisegesis. Eisegesis is reading something into the text. It's the exact opposite of what we're supposed to do, which is exegesis, drawing meaning out of the text. Well, who fell for all this? Many people did. One article said that hundreds, if not thousands, of followers, including many who had left their jobs, had contributed money for billboards warning of the coming doomsday. The Los Angeles Times reported that the worldwide campaign cost $100 million. There were said to be thousands of billboards in the United States and abroad, and caravans of Harold Camping followers traveling through the world with judgment their message. Well, let's go back to May 21st this year. Where were you? I was at the zoo. The day came and went as usual. No rapture, no Jesus, no worldwide earthquakes, as Harold Camping also predicted would occur, you had to wonder, what's he going to do now? He has to face the world sooner or later, and they're waiting for him like a bloodhound waits for a piece of raw meat. The next day following his doom prophecy was a Sunday, so he had a day to figure it all out. Well, his radio show Open Farm came on again Monday evening, and Mr. Camping was on the air live in the studio at Family Radio with a bunch of media reporters. It was a special hour-and-a-half program, as it's usually a call-in Q&A show. Well, Mr. Camping allowed the media inside to drill him with questions, and I thought this was courageous of him. So I wondered, will he apologize? Will he deny his prophecy? Will he recalculate? So I waited anxiously by the radio, and the answer came in his opening monologue. He said the date was correct. Huh? Yep, the date was correct. Wait, no massive earthquakes, no disappearing Christians, and certainly no Jesus. You're kidding, the date was correct? Well, he rambled on, and he eventually said, yes, both dates are correct. On May 21st, God did bring judgment on the world. Jesus did come. It was just an invisible coming. It was a spiritual coming of Christ. He came spiritually and put the entire world under God's judgment. I was floored. I never expected it. In other words, the prediction was correct, the dates were right, but the event was wrong. His math was right, his warnings and campaigning were valid. The confusion was that Mr. Camping interpreted it all to be fulfilled in a literal, physical sense when it happened in an invisible, spiritual sense. One reporter pressed him on this, saying that Mr. Camping previously said that the coming earthquake was not going to be a spiritual earthquake. Camping's answer, well, we don't always get it right the first time. Well, this was actually the second time for him, though, soon to be the third. On Family Radio's website, I printed out an interesting article written by Harold Camping entitled, What Happened on May 21st? I want to read some to you. It says, what really happened this past May 21st? What really happened is that God accomplished exactly what he wanted to happen. Well, he got that right, nothing. That was to warn the whole world that on May 21st, God's salvation program would be finished on that day. For the next 5 months, except for the elect, the true believers, the whole world is under God's final judgment. So according to Harold Camping, from May 21st until October 21st, the world is under spiritual judgment with no more chance for anyone to be saved. Well, he continues, no one who had to become saved by that date can ever become saved. Hey, you had your chance. You've been warned, and if you didn't buy into Family Radio's predictions, it's too late for you. Your future is to be annihilated with the rest of the world come October 21st, because on October 21st, all true believers will be raptured, and God's judgment will be physical this time. He then goes on to justify his predictions by giving some of the most convoluted exegesis I ever heard. He writes this, these two words, earthquake and rapture, have been extremely important in our teaching of Judgment Day, May 21st. A critical understanding of these words is the only change required to know why the unsaved are now living in a world that has not been horribly destroyed and the elect have not been caught up to be with God. So he wrote, we always look at the word earthquake to mean the earth or ground is quaking or shaking violently. However, in the Bible, the word earth can include people as well as ground. Thus, the word earthquake can also be understood to teach that mankind shakes. What? Well, he went on, therefore, we have learned from our experience of last May 21st what exactly happened. All of mankind was shaken with fear. Indeed, mankind did quake in a way it had never before been shaken. God has come spiritually to bring judgment upon the whole world. So instead of apologizing and saying, sorry, I was wrong, Harold Camping uses completely confusing hermeneutics to say the prediction was correct, but the event was wrong. People shook not literally because of the earthquake, but shook inwardly in fear. By the way, I didn't shake so much on that day. I had a pretty good time. Well, this happened all before. In the 1800s, a Baptist pastor named William Miller predicted the return of Christ would occur in 1843. Many of his followers went and sold all their possessions and met on a hill ready for the rapture. The date came, and the date went. Miller then recalculated the date to be in 1844, 1 year later. The outcome? Ditto. No Jesus. But one of his followers, a woman who we know of as Ellen G. White, believed the date was correct, but the event was just wrong. So according to her, Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies in the heavenly sanctuary on that day in 1844 and is now performing an investigative judgment on all those who have professed Christ to review their record for worthiness. Ellen G. White went on to form the sect known as the Seventh-day Adventists, who still hold to this unbiblical teaching today. Another well-known group's founder did much of the same. The founder of the International Bible Students, Charles Taze Russell, predicted the end of the world would occur in 1914. 1914 came and went. What did he do? Admit his mistake? No. False prophets have an image to keep up on, you know. He moved it to 1915. Finally, he said, well, Jesus came invisibly in 1914. Interestingly, the same thing Harold Camping said. This group we know of today as the Jehovah's Witnesses, and 1914 is still a very critical year in their teaching. Well, as the interview by the reporters on Open Forum that evening went on, Harold Camping was continually asked hard-hitting questions. He either skirted the big issue of his blatant failure and responsibility to hundreds of people who gave up all their worldly possessions, but kept saying he was only a humble teacher. Well, humble teachers are at least humble enough to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry. Well, there was finally a forced, half-hearted apology from Harold Camping, but no sign of a broken, repentant man. I kept thinking of James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Well, what does the Bible have to say about all this? Deuteronomy 18:20 says this, but the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. See, in the Old Testament, it wasn't three strikes and you're out, but one strike and you're dead. Harold Camping now has three strikes against him. What will he do? The best thing would be to resign from ministry and repent before God, plus apologize to the world. Remember what Jesus said in Acts 1:7. It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. He also said in Matthew 24:36, speaking of the end days, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Hey, if Jesus doesn't know the date, no man does. If you're interested in a CD copy of this teaching, you can contact me by email or phone. I'll offer this for free for first-time contacts. My email address is help@towertotruth.net. My phone is 610-513-5525. For more info on cults, evangelism, and apologetics, my website again is towertotruth.net. You can also find past radio programs in downloadable MP3 form. Also, if you're interested in having a teaching on apologetics or cults, such as the Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons in the Philadelphia area at your church or home Bible study, you can contact me, 610-513-5525. Don't miss next week, back to stuff Jehovah's Witnesses are really hung up on. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.